For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Rick Doblin, PhD from the Kennedy School of Government, and founded and directed MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, and we're slowly evolving into a nonprofit pharmaceutical company trying to develop psychedelics and marijuana into FDA-approved prescription medicines.
Rick will be our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show. Rick Doblin, along with MAPS and many other scientists and other organizations, battled the U.S. government to try to conduct studies on medical marijuana and ecstasy. And yet, we get this news from the New York Times stating, quote, "Drug Control Office faulted for issuing fake news tapes. The Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, has found that fake news reports produced and distributed by the Office of National Drug Control Policy, can you say drug czar, constituted illegal covert propaganda. You think you're getting a news story, but what you're getting is a paid announcement." So said Susan A. Poling, Managing Associate General Counsel at the GAO. "What is objectionable about these is the fact the viewer has no idea their tax dollars are being used to write and produce this video segment," end quote. Now, this from the Austin Chronicle, busting the pain doctors. On December 16th, Virginia pain doctor William Hurwitz was found guilty in federal court of drug trafficking and was sentenced to 63 years in prison in connection with his prescribing of opioid drugs to chronic pain patients. The feds say that Hurwitz was nothing more than a licensed drug dealer who used his pain clinic to prescribe federally controlled substances that were then diverted onto the black market. Federal prosecutors went after Hurwitz after busting a group of patients for illegally dealing the pain drugs prescribed by the doctor. The patients made a deal with the feds to avoid prosecution and testified that they'd tricked Hurwitz into prescribing large amounts of opioid drugs. Hurwitz attorney Ken Wine stated, quote, "No doctor in his right mind would prescribe for chronic pain patients now, knowing that their misuse of the drugs could be tied back to the doctor, and he could be accused of being a drug dealer," end quote. The news of Hurwitz's conviction was a blow to patient advocate Siobhan Reynolds, who called Hurwitz's prosecution just another misguided blow in the ongoing war on drugs. Quote, "It's really frightening to see this whole federal drug apparatus go into high gear to destroy that which it has targeted. We are letting federal law enforcement regulate medicine through the criminal courts and allowing the opinions of prosecutors to override the medical judgments of highly trained physicians," end quote. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.